This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If success rates during the annual youth firearm turkey hunt are any indication of what lies ahead, it looks like our turkey hunters are going to find fewer birds this year. In fact, Illinois turkey hunters are now well into their spring hunting season, and hunting success is falling well behind last year's rate. The fourth segment of the Southern Zone begins April 26, while the fifth is planned for May 3rd through the 10th. The third season of the Northern Zone is slated to conclude May 2nd, and the fourth and fifth segments wrap up May 9th and May 17th, respectively. Now, the spring turkey season actually kicked off with a special two-weekend statewide youth hunt. Unofficial harvest data shows the special youth hunter in the state resulted in 1,156 birds compared to 1,531 last year. That's a reduction of almost 500. And this year is a total of 5,274 permits were issued, including 106 for special hunt areas. In 2017, a total of 5,601 permits were issued, which is basically about the same. Now, the top five counties in this year's youth hunt, followed by their harvest, were Randolph with 43, Joe Davis with 34, and Adams and Fayette and Jefferson were all tied for third, fourth, and fifth with 33 birds. As of April 21st of the season, the unofficial turkey harvest statewide stood at 6,497. That's the regular season. And though weather conditions did improve somewhat by the end of the North Zone's first season, hunting success rates remained off from the previous year. Now, hunters are hoping that better weather will improve the remainder of the hunt. Still, the entire blame for a reduced harvest cannot be placed on the weather. According to wildlife biologists, several consecutive years of poor reproductive success has meant fewer birds are available to hunters. And this was most evident this past winter. In those locations where we typically see 30 to 40 birds, maybe we've seen 10 to 15. And they say this situation holds true throughout much of the state. There are simply fewer birds this year, and this will likely reflect in the harvest. Until we have another successful reproductive year, turkey hunters are likely to see densities lower than they'd like anyway. Season results thus far indicate somewhat lower harvest in most local counties. Lying in the South Zone, Madison County hunters harvested 88 birds by April 21st. By the same date in the North Zone, Calhoun County hunters had bagged 95 wild turkeys, Jersey County hunters had taken 74, and the Morgan County harvest stood at 59 birds. Greene County hunters bagged 66 gobblers, while Sangamon County hunters harvested 33, and 113 birds were taken in Macoupin County. The majority of gobblers harvested each year by hunters are typically 2 to 3 years of age, and this is again proving to be the case with fewer young birds in the population. Now, experts feel that groups of birds are broken up and the hens are now seeking out nesting areas. The gobblers should be found in their regular spring hangouts, and as always, much of the hunting success depends on the weather conditions. When hunters experience wet or cold winter weather, the birds become difficult to locate and even harder to lure within range, which is very much like we're seeing so far. Even though catfishing seems like it's a long ways off with this cooler weather, I think we're going to be sitting there catching catfish within another week or two. In fact, my father loved to fish for most species. Depending on the time of year, the best opportunity for action, he would pursue crappie, bluegill, and even bass. However, catfish were his favorite fish species. Though often accompanying me on many bass and crappie fishing adventures, Dad almost always occupied many of his private fishing hours by pursuing these whiskered creatures. Now, I can remember how he would spend much of his free time at some nearby lake or stream, relaxing along a shady stretch of shoreline. Here he could be found patiently waiting for a hungry catfish to discover his offering of a plump nightcrawler or other type of popular bait. And though action was sometimes slow in coming, he usually returned home with enough catfish for a family fish fry. While the sport of fishing has changed a great deal in recent years, catfish angling remains among the least impacted by modern technology. The best catfish action is still enjoyed by those who use simple gear and a few common baits. Since catfishing requires a minimum of fishing equipment, all high-tech bells and whistles now associated with most modern-day angling activities are of little use. The real secret to a successful day is finding a good fishing hole, offering one of the many popular catfish baits, and waiting patiently for a catfish to find you. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that catfish action is always slow. When catfish decide to put on the feed bag, you can decide that all the catfish you can handle are going to be biting on your bait. Fortunately, finding a good catfish hole is no problem for area anglers. If it's merely a catfish dinner that you're seeking, or good fishing opportunities can be found at most popular Illinois waters. Most rivers and streams offer fishing opportunities for all types of catfish. Good catfishing can be found at dozens of public and private lakes throughout the state. In fact, the Mississippi River is probably the greatest of Illinois' catfish waters. This river holds good fishing for channel catfish at almost any point along our state's western border. And good fishing for huge flathead catfish is also found in the Mississippi's deeper holes. Most flathead anglers fish with whole live shad and concentrate their angling efforts to waters below the navigational dams. And the Mississippi River also leads the state in best blue catfishing. Most of the better catches of blue catfish come from that portion of the river between the Illinois and Missouri rivers. Much of the Illinois River is offered good channel catfishing as well. However, the better catfish populations will be found in the waters south of the Starved Rock Dam. And the deeper holes, which contain slower currents, always seem to have the best catches of channel catfish. Anglers often find success fishing below the navigational dams, in side channels, and near wing dams. The central part of the state also offers good lakes, offering excellent catfishing opportunities for channel catfish and flathead catfish. Lake Springfield in Sangamon County is well known for producing bragging-sized catfish. And the Sangamon River is a top-notch flathead fishery. Each year, this river yields surprising numbers of flatheads weighing excess of 30 pounds. And locally, we've got great fishing as well. Mount Olive, New and Old Lakes, the Gillespie New and Old Lakes, the Carlinville New and Old Lakes, as well as Litchfield's Lake Lou Yeager, all great catfishing opportunities, and they're all very close. So we've got some great catfishing to look forward to, and I think we'll be enjoying that before we even know it. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.